everybody, and welcome to Android App Addicts episode 385. The only show, the only podcast you're listening to right now. My name is George Dork, Geek, aka Steve McLaughlin, and I'm joined this week by Mr. Eric R. Dini. How's everything going, sir?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're one guy short right now. Steve Cherubino had to go he's going to start a factory making vegetables. And he had the idea during the week, and he said he's been working on it so hard he couldn't make it to tonight's show.
Well, yeah, but I found out that was only partially true. He was attacked by a shark and punched it, and then the shark told him, he said, to start a vegetable farm.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think I saw him on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was live, wasn't it? I couldn't hear what the shark was saying because the video was so far away. Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, and on TV, he looks so much different because, you know, it adds 20 pounds to you.
Right. Yeah, he was looking chubby in that video.
Yeah.
It's weird that he had that accent when they were interviewing, because that's where they're starting up that factory, is actually in New Zealand.
Oh, good luck.
That's pretty cool.
All right, Mr. Ardini, today is Empty the Tank Day, and I'm going to let you go first on your unloading of your tank.
Sure. I've got an app by Catch App. We've brought so many games by Catch App. K-E-T-C-H-A-P-P. They have a lot. I think they're a great distributor, and this one's called Amazing Thief. It's rated E for everyone. It's an adventure game. Basically, there's been other games in this genre. It's sort of along the Flappy Bird. Kind of like along them lines. It's an endless runner where you have to tap to make it through the puzzle kind of thing. But it just starts out where there's a bank robbery at the very beginning, and then as soon as you start tapping, the level starts. So yeah, it's a very minimalistic game. The background's all white, the foreground's colors.
Yeah, there ain't no way in hell I'm playing this game, dude.
No?
No, because this is in the exact same Flappy Bird style, and I don't want a tumor. I really don't want a tumor.
What, Flappy Birds will give you a tumor?
Yeah, because this is the ridiculously complex game where if you score 5, you're on to something. What was your highest score?
Yeah, like 4.
Yeah, see? No.
Right. Yeah, I didn't realize, and for some reason my icon is way different than this one, but it's the same game. Same as I thought it may have been something different because it was a bank robbery, but after the bank robbery happens, it's pretty much the same as all these other games.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I used to play like Tron Deadly Disc back in the day because I could roll the score. I could literally get 1 billion. So getting 4 is not very satisfying.
Yeah, you should get 100 every time. Then it would be better.
Better.
All right. Am I emptying my entire tank then?
Sure.
Oh, I just closed a tab accidentally. I don't even remember which one it was. Okay. Darn it. Don't you hate that?
Yes. Control, Shift, and T will undo your closing.
Yeah? I tried to reopen closed tab, but Control, Shift, and T. I gotta do this real quick. Sorry, guys. Control, Shift, T. Oh, it worked. You are the man, Dor.
That's why I get paid the big bucks, sir.
You do get paid the big bucks. Okay, this app. And for some reason, I'm sorry, I thought this was brought to the show before, but I couldn't find it in our spreadsheet. And this is called Ori, O-R-R-E-R-Y. I think I got the paid version as a free app on Amazon one time. But basically what this is, one of those really fancy things that you'd see at a rich person's house that's got all the planets attached to a table, and then the table would spin. And the planets would move accordingly the way they actually do in our solar system. It's got the sun in the middle, and then all of the planets rotate around it. This is a digital version of it, and basically you can zoom in and zoom out and learn about all the all the planets and the relativity to them. You can just like pick the moon or Jupiter and have your whole focus go around just around that planet. Pull up a bunch of facts about it. And then just go planet to planet and learn about as much about it as you want. You can zoom in, see the, you know, see the its relativity to the rest of the solar system. And I immediately went to Saturn first because Saturn's cool. It's got rings.
Yeah, it is cool. The only way I can explain this to the audio listener is if you've ever seen the old school horse racing gambling machines with the crank on the side and they would spin around in a circle. That is like the basic style of it, but the detail in this thing is amazing looking. This is really cool. This to me is a perfect app for a child in school kind of thing, so they can get a good concept of the solar system. I like how you can move layers, add layers, zoom in, basically move through time, essentially. Yeah, really, really good looking app. This is $1.91, so it isn't expensive at all, but it's, in my opinion, well worth the money for the quality of this thing.
Yeah, I think there was a free version too, if I remember right. Like I said, it was an Amazon free app of the day, I believe.
Gotcha. Man, really, really good looking.
The next app I'm going to bring, I have to give credit to Mr. Door-to-Door Geek Steve McLaughlin for giving me this idea of an app. And this is called Demolition Derby Crash Racing. It is by Luna Games Fun and Games Racing. Or Luna Games Fun and Games, and it's in the racing genre. Free game. This is a pretty good representation of what it's like to be in a demolition derby. I have, throughout, as long as I've been driving, up until I turned about 30, I raced in demolition derbies every year.
That's awesome.
And it was fun. I've never seriously gotten hurt by them. It's a lot of fun. If you're young enough, I don't think I could do it now. I'm in my 40s now. I think it'd probably take a toll on my body at this point. And a lot of my friends who did do it with me, they have now graduated to flying drones and sticking like GoPros to the hoods of the demo cars.
Nice.
Rather than running in them themselves, and making pretty good YouTube numbers with that. So in a demolition derby, you always got to remember, don't use your front end. Mm-hmm. And in this game, it's well put together enough, and the developer knew enough about Demolition Derby that it would give you the right camera angle for running in reverse. The whole camera flips all the way around, and it's basically you're driving in reverse, which is nice because that's the way you have to do it. Otherwise, you damage your radiator, and once that's gone, it doesn't take long for your engine to go.
Right.
The smashing and the damage is really nice in this game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I used to do Demolition Derby videos, and there was a game that for the PC that some guys out of Michigan made, and they used to let me include it on my Demolition Derby videos. This is before YouTube's, so it was like, almost like a CD-ROM, basically, it had a video file and a game on it. And that was really good for back in the day, but this is now on a handheld device and much better graphics.
Gotcha. Yeah, I always remember the top-down game in the early 90s arcade. The screen was facing straight up four people around it, and yeah, if you hit people with the front of your car, not even going fast, like three or four hits in and you're dead. So I learned that at a young age playing that game kind of thing. Always lead with the back. Always lead with the back.
Yeah, the bad thing about when I was Demolition Derby, it would really make me mad. For some reason, like, I'd have a battery cable fall off in the middle of the race. And it's always a bad feeling when you can drive your car back onto the trailer to head home. Like, you didn't finish the car off while you were there. I was like, oh, man. I got, you know, I've got a lot of trophies though. Yeah, from demolition derbies and car shows. I got a lot of trophies. That's the only sports I was ever good at.
Gotcha.
All right. This next app is a game again. This is a sniping game where you are a sniper. It's called Dawn of the Sniper. Basically, this game, I haven't went through it real far, but it's basically you are a sniper and you're picking off zombies and protecting humans from them with your sniper gun.
Gotcha.
And it's got good graphics. It's very fine grained controls though. I mean it's so precise that you really really have to. There's no give to it. You know, there's no leeway. There's no close. It's either you are perfectly dead on or you missed. Kind of like real sniping, I suppose.
Well, more real, yeah. Yeah, see, I ain't gonna lie. Sniper zombie stuff, I typically think is being ultra violent, first person type view kind of thing. And where the zombies are pretty big on your screen and are always coming at you kind of thing. I like this game because it's different. It's basically you're back way far on a hill. Mm-hmm. Where like if the people were standing on their shoulders, you could fit like four of them in your scope view. Easily. So you're back really far. The humans have health meters above their heads, so you know who not to shoot. And you basically just see the silhouette of everyone. And I really do like this style. This to me is good style because when I first hear this, I think this is a adult game, not for a kid of any age. And when I saw it rated teen, I'm thinking, wow, they're really nice with that. I thought it would have been worse. Then I look at the video. Okay, yeah, teen's good.
Yeah, it'll tell you you got a headshot, you know, and there's a little blood splatter, not much. It's way off in the distance. I mean, they're so far off in the distance. If you weren't looking through the scope, you wouldn't even see that there's anything going on
right
that far away. Yeah. That's Dawn of the Sniper by Brutal Studio, rated T for teen. All right, I got another one here. We're going to change. We're really changing directions here.
Okay.
Don't judge me, Door.
Too late.
Okay. This is called Violin Tuner.
Okay.
This is by Alvin Yu. Alvin Y-U. So basically, well, it's kind of neat. Anyway, so basically, Violin Tuner is, there's four strings on a violin, a G, D, A, and E. And when you press one of these buttons on here, it'll give you the G tone, or the D tone, or, you know, and then you tune your violin with it. The only reason I got this is because I went on eBay and bought a $36 violin from China, or actually from California. It took 4 days to get to my house. It came with a bow, a rosin, a violin, and a case for it.
Okay.
For $36.
Okay, well, my first questions are, one, did you buy it so you can put a machine gun in the case and carry it around? And two, are you sure it's not a fiddle? And do you know the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
It may be a fiddle. I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Neither do I.
Do you?
Hell no, I don't know.
It's a four. It said 4/4 full size violin when I bought it. But then when I was looking on a YouTube video, because my daughter received it in the mail and she immediately broke a string before I even got home from work to know that it showed up. So my son got on YouTube and there's a guy who calls it a fiddle and he's got a 5-part video series on how to set it up, tune it, and play this thing and how wonderful it is for $36.
Gotcha.
But he does refer to it as a fiddle. Okay. So yeah, it may be a fiddle.
Okay. And what I will point out about this app is, it hasn't been updated since 2013. Maybe it doesn't need to be, but it has been updated since April 5th, 2013. And the screenshot literally looks like it could be from Gingerbread.
Sure. You're right. Yeah, I agree. What can you change, though, really? I mean, the tone is the tone.
He could take a screenshot and upload it so it looks better.
That's true. Yeah, the notes haven't changed since then. They work good. And I'm going to learn how to play some Flobots on the fiddle. That's my goal.
Speaking Greek to me, brah.
It's a rap group that uses violins in their songs.
Look, DMC is rolling over his grave right now with you saying that.
DMC?
Yeah, Run DMC. The one guy died.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think it was Run. Yeah, Run died.
Well, yeah, I guess I would call them rap songs pretty much.
Okay, I'm not.
It's a band from Colorado. They use great. Hey, man.
Say no more.
They're unique. Oh man, why is my browser acting like that? All right. Okay. Here we go. This computer is having even more problems than the other computers in my house recently, which ain't good because the other computers I've just totally tore apart and I'm done with them. Okay, this is a link to Aptoid, but there's a Java course. Basically, this app teaches you how to do Java. And GradeStack was the developer, but before the show, I looked in the Play Store, I looked in the Amazon Android Store. I could not find this app anymore. But I just wanted to pimp it a little bit because I thought it did good. You know, I didn't really even learn how to program Java from it so much. I just went in and tried to take some tests. And basically, people can challenge you on your coding knowledge. I got challenged by some gentleman. I think he may have been from India. But I won. I beat him. So I was pretty proud of my knowledge of Java, even though I may have just been kind of guessing at the answers. But anyway, GradeStack offers a bunch of these free training apps for people who would like to learn different kinds of coding for different kinds of computer programs and things.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going to guess it isn't in the market right now because there's basically just some kind of update. Some kind of major update they're doing, or they found something causing, apps to crash. So they took the app down while they fixed it. It wouldn't shock me if it's back up in a day or two.
Yeah. And they Java is one of the things I know about. There's other exams and exam preps that I don't even know what they're talking about. They say A+ on them. So they must have something to do with computers, but like the GRE exam, CBSE 8, 9, 10, CAT, XAT, MBA exam, JEE, IBPS, and SBI bank exams. And then there's also the A+ course that all by GradeStack Education. So give them a try if you want to learn something, you know, for free. Their apps are free. You know, you might learn a little something.
Free is good.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all my apps for today, Dor.
Very good tank. I will say if you go to gradestack.com, they say they are the fastest growing mobile learning destination. So if you're looking at sites like Udemy, take a look at these two. Competition's always good and they might have something here that perfectly fits your need.
It's cheaper than Lynda, too.
Well, that's not difficult. Okay, first app I'm going to bring, Eric. I'm honestly mad. I'm mad when I find these kind of apps on the day of the show because I don't have the time to really get in and play with them. But I have to bring it, okay? It's called Hidden Temple VR Adventure. By watching the video, okay, you will need a cardboard type device. And it looks like you will need the cardboard with the spring-loaded button, like, on the side.
Okay.
Because it looks like that there's only one thing to do. In the middle of your screen, there's an eyeball. And when you hit the button while on that, it looks like stuff happens. It might just be if you stay focused on a thing long enough with the eye, things will happen. But I'm not positive that I haven't played it. The graphics here are not pristine, crazy, good-looking. But they're nice in their style, and it looks like they have decent lighting effects and shading effects. I love the fire effect. Parts of this graphics are almost like Legend of Zelda Wind Waker cell cell shaded graphics.
Yeah.
The only complaint I see about this game is it's not long. It's a short game. $2.99. If you're really one of those cardboard guys who just have to have cardboard related stuff, this could be a good find. Right now, there's only 5 total reviews. Doesn't even tell me the number of downloads in the market. And it says, yeah, only 5 reviews. So it's definitely new.
That's fresh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your button on your cardboard work well?
It does, but it's like hitting a baseball. You have to do it a bunch, and then you get the feel, the touch of it. Because you can't just pull it down and let it go. There's like a little movement you have to do to get it to snap in the right manner. Because what I'm guessing is the button on the side is just a magnet, and on the other side, a magnet. There's nothing connected to your phone. So what I'm thinking is the phone senses the vibration from snapping it. So you got to snap it just right so it creates the right vibration.
Yeah, mine didn't have a magnet, so I didn't. I just kind of used like a hard drive magnet. I thought maybe it had something to do with like it sees it that the magnet's there or it doesn't. Kind of like an on-off thing. But I need to get a new cardboard with an actual magnet.
Gotcha. The next one I'm going to bring is 99% sure. From a website, like web comic series, from Defy Media, and it's Zero Punctuation Hat Fall. I guarantee you a large percentage of the listeners, if you just look at a screenshot from this, you're going to recognize this. They're typically quite adult laden bits of content, and it shows. This is rated M for mature 17 and up, $1.99.
And it doesn't really give you a whole lot of clues of what the game's about in this.
No, I'm guessing they can't because of all of the language that's involved with the game.
The rated M stuff.
Yeah, but I'm sure if you know this character and you like it, something tells me you'll be satisfied in buying it.
Yeah, it should be funny.
Yeah. Okay, now go complete 180 in a game. This is called Balathasar Castle. Balthasar Space Castle. This is rated E for everyone. In-app purchases. Only way I can put this is a extremely free NG. Where all the characters in the game, I believe, are like fairy tale type characters. Like there's the wolf that blows down obstacles in your way. There's different characters you can be, a chicken, a mouse, a bear kind of thing. And it's basically like a puzzle adventure game. Looks good. It's a top down three quarters view. A very good looking game, I'll say.
Yeah, it is. Beautiful game. It looks like it just came out July 12th.
Gotcha.
It's a yeah. If I had little kids, man, this probably keep them busy for a long time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put it on my one youngest son's tablet and see what he thinks of it. Okay, what I'm gonna bring next, Eric, is a little bit reminiscent of the game you brought earlier this week, the plane shooter game. Mm-hmm. I was upset. I was genuinely upset by this game because I wanted it to work on the tablet with the game controls, but no. You touch the ship and move it around. That's how you do your controls. So it did not work at all with the controls on the tablet. So I was mad.
That game that I had was the same way. You don't have to you can move the ship up and then touch behind it so you can still see your ship.
Right.
But yeah, you had to touch on the screen. Wow, this is neat looking though.
Yeah, that's why I loved the style of this game, how it looks, the graphics. It's like a third person top behind the spaceship, flying through the levels. This is almost like a 1942-esque, but set in the year like 55 kind of thing. Really not crazy fast paced, pretty fast paced, shoot everything up kind of thing. All kinds of crazy power ups and like obstacles to fly through. But I was really mad this didn't work. And this is free, rated E for everyone. And it's called Astro Wings 2 Legend of Heroes.
Yeah, I like the cartoony look to it. The one I brought was more like 32-bit graphics look. This I really like the way they did this one.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to bring another game here, Eric. And this one, I think I can say, is truly different. The way I'm going to classify this game is this is a this is a accessible game because there's no touching the screen at all to play the game. There's no tilting the screen at all to play the game. Your voice, the sounds you make, is the controller for the game. Okay, it's called the Woo, because it's literally spelled the space W-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U. Okay. The gist of the game is you have things on the left side going towards the right side. You're in the middle. You're an elevator. The more noise you make, the higher your elevator is. The less noise you make, the lower your elevator is. So I don't care how good your hand-eye coordination is. It means nothing in this game.
So does it matter? Do you have to say woo? Does it matter what you're saying, or just your volume?
No, just the volume and any kind of noise would do. And this is rated everyone 10 and up, and at no price. It's completely free.
Did you play this at work?
No, I couldn't. Are you kidding?
I was wondering.
No. If I could, I might, but no, I can't. Okay,
that's cool. So do you get like scores on how many people you get across the bridge?
Yeah, the more people you got across, the better kind of thing.
Different. Yeah, I've never seen one like that. It is a different kind.
Gotcha. Okay, now what I got next, Eric, we're off the games now. I don't believe I've ever heard anyone mention this, and I'm kind of shocked. This is called Snap Seed, and this is by Google. Okay, this is basically a higher end image editor than your default editor for most of the things on most of the devices. You can do perspective correction, like when the picture is taken at an angle. Mm. You can do like hue, brightness, saturation, do a whole bunch of re-edits in a very simple mode. This is in no shape, way, or form a crazy advanced editor, but it's a nice editor. I think good functions, easy to use.
Yeah, I'm going to install this. I don't know why I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I haven't heard anybody mention it. And when I went and saw it, and I was like, this thing is 258,000 reviews. Why haven't I heard about this? This thing has 50 million installs.
The name sounds familiar. Somewhat. I don't know. Must have been probably something they bought, I guess.
I don't know. I do not know. Okay, and I'm going to steal a little bit of thunder from one of your previous apps, Eric. This one is called Learn Programming. Completely free, E for everyone. You can learn what this basically is. It's more of a thesaurus or lookup kind of thing for everything from C++, C#, CSS, CS2, CSS3, FTP, Git, Guava, Hadoop, HTML5, Java, blah, 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 blah. Really nice search function. And it actually gives you a little bit of a sandbox where it gives you sample code and it lets you play with it if you want to see how stuff changes and what happens. There is some kind of leveling system and some kind of test in this one too, Eric. I don't think it was versus other people, just single player kind of thing. I thought this was actually kind of fun. This is the kind of thing that made me wish I did some level of coding.
Yeah, my daughter told me she wanted to start coding, so I need to find something to...
Well, number one rule, Eric, I firmly believe this. Number one, you have to scratch an itch. You cannot say, I want to learn coding and not have something that you want to code.
So you need to figure out what you want to do first.
Or just make something up, but you got to stick to it.
Yeah.
And you have to have an idea. Whether it's you want to create something to catalog your DVDs, whether it's something that you want to, organize pictures, something. You know, I mean, you have to have something in the mind. That's my belief.
You can't just make your name go across the screen diagonally like we did when we learned BASIC.
That's an idea. You have to have an idea going in. Even if your idea is I want scrolling blinking text. You know?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to bring next here, and I'm bringing it just because somebody has to bring it sooner or later. HBO Now. HBO Now had an exclusivity deal with Apple that just expired maybe a week ago. This is more expensive than I thought, though, Eric. This is, I want to say, $15 a month to get completely standalone HBO service with no,
wow,
with no satellite service, no cable subscription or anything like that needed.
That's a lie, but they do offer a 30-day free trial, right?
Yes, they do.
So that, I mean, I guess it, you know, if you wanted to just do the whole Game of Thrones thing one week, do it for the free month. It's been so long since I had a pay TV like a Showtime or HBO or Cinemax or anything like that. That it may be worth trying out for the free thing, because I don't know any of the original programming I have not seen. But I just don't know. I'm gonna have to wait because I don't know when I'd have the time to use it, you know, really.
Gotcha.
Presently.
Well,
Silicon Valley, that'd be nice to watch, I think.
That's a kind of fun show. I will say that. Well, here's the good thing about it, Eric, is if you do get this, then you can literally watch it on the go. And that's really the only perk to this. Sure, you can Chromecast it. Sure, you can have a Fire Stick or something and access it there, but I think the real benefit is you can watch stuff while you're doing on the go, on a train, on a, you know, whatever going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, last app I'm going to bring here, Eric. We all, okay, watch YouTube videos or online videos of some sort.
Sure.
This is called Daily Cast YouTube Hot Video. Here's the real reason to get this app. There's really twofold reason. Whether you like seeing what's hot and trending kind of thing. So it's like an RSS daily news feed of popular videos kind of thing. But more importantly, I'll say this gives you the availability to cache some of the videos. So if you see a video that you really like that you want to show somebody, you can literally download it and cache it. So when you walk up to them and hit play, it starts instantly. There's no buffering. You don't have to worry about connection speed or anything like that.
Do you need to be connected, or does it download actually the video, or do you need to be connected still?
When I downloaded it and I was here at my house, I turned off Wi-Fi. I get horrible reception for my mobile data, and I hit play and it just started to play.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool, because yeah, there's nothing better than to find an awesome video you want to share with somebody, and then you're like, oh, just wait.
Exactly. Right. No, man.
No, that's cool. I do like to see the popular videos. My YouTube streams, and Netflix for that matter, are corrupted by what my kids watch. Right. You know, so this is what they think you would like, and it's all like Jenna Marbles and a bunch of YouTubers who make a living out of making YouTube videos. That's what my kids are into. They really dig that. But I don't. I mean, not that I don't like them. I just haven't followed them enough to dig them. I even told my daughter, Jenna Marbles isn't as good looking as she used to be already. I don't know if you know who that is. It's just some blonde video blogger.
I've heard of the name.
She's got a chihuahua or something. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm going to check it out. I always try to go back to what's popular now. And then sometimes it's just like today, I checked it out and it was a really, really long video about James Bond. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool. But when I'm at YouTube, I'm not sitting down there to watch something long too often, unless I go out for it.
Right. I've watched a couple things that are long form, but they're typically like BBC shows or documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah. And normally I'll come across those by typing it in like, oh, there's this documentary I want to see. So I do a search for that documentary. I don't just happen on YouTube documentaries too much. But maybe this will. This will throw me some.
Gotcha.
Installed, though. Thank you, Tor.
No problem. That's all the apps I have for this show. Eric, do you want to tell everybody anything?
Hey, have you ever been on a ferry?
The boat. The boat. Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, this isn't a Five Guys thing again. I drove my van on a ferry for the first time the other day.
Right. I know
when I was down by St. Louis.
Right,
it was pretty cool.
I'll say I know I have been, but I know it was a long time ago, and I really don't remember anything about it.
The bad thing is the ferry I took us exactly where I didn't need to go, so I had to get back on the ferry and go back to where I was.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was like it took me to an island. I even crossed the wrong river. I really didn't know what I was doing.
Wow.
I thought I meant to cross the Mississippi and I crossed the Illinois River instead. And so I had to get back. But luckily it was a free ferry. So I was expecting to pay $8 one way. And when they didn't take my money, I kind of knew something might have been up. So I ended up driving like 3 miles on this island and didn't get anywhere. And there was another ferry that it looked like may have crossed the Mississippi, but they were closed. Yeah. So I had to go all the way back. It was fun, though. It was pretty cool. Good experience.
Gotcha. Well, my name is Stephen Glockman, Door Geek. If you want to email the show, please send an email to aaa@podnuts.com. If you want to follow us, do not forget podnuts.com/AAA Club is the easy way to get all of the updates of all the apps every week and get exclusive access to watch the show live and participate in the chat room.
If you're a developer and you want to be on the show, like we've had recently, and other developers been on here, eric@podnuts.com, and get a hold of me and we'll talk about checking out your app and getting you on the show. I'd like to talk about it.
Very cool. I want to thank everyone for downloading, thank everyone for their support, and we'll talk to everyone in a couple days.